Alrighty, so Stephanie asks, how do you deal with the news from Christchurch? I'm an American living in the U.S., very aware of the hate rhetoric coming from some of our people, including our president. Now this Christchurch thing. On the one hand, I feel to ignore all of this and not speak out against it is to be complacent. I'm going to dive down a little bit more. If you ask me what is the end I want, it's for this hate and racism to be fleshed out for the world to live as one. Your thoughts, please. Stephanie, thanks for writing. This is obviously in the news and on the lot of the minds of many people. Now, I'm going to be 100% honest with you. I've seen nothing about this. It's several days old from what I hear. A couple of my friends have told me about it. I got your email. And it doesn't bother me. And I know that's going to upset some people. It may or may not even upset you. But here's what I notice. Neville taught that we didn't come here to abolish the horrors of this world. What we came here to do is to know imagination. And by the way, there's a really good quote if you go to NevilleGoddardQuotes.com. It's NevilleGoddardQuotes.com. And type in the word spiral in the search box there, and you'll see the quote that I'm semi-referencing today. But we came here, I mean, when we imagined... You see, I got beat to death in 1989, and I was beat to death by a group of black inmates that were from the Fruit of Islam. And I don't hold any grudge at this point against the prison, against them, against the Nation of the Fruit of Islam. I could have, and I did, but I don't now. And the reason I don't know, is I get exactly why they did to me what they did to me. And we can't possibly be victims or perceive victimhood if you really, really nail this. Now, obviously, this has impacted you. All right, sorry about that. I had to go get the dogs. So here's that little quote in Neville's. I pulled it up while I was gone. This world is based on a circular principle which repeats itself over and over again, whereas redemption is based upon a spiral principle. Breaking away from the wheel of recurrence, one moves up in a spiral motion. I want you to get how cool this is, because as long as I felt like I was a victim, I got ways to be victimized. I was born 3 months early. The reason I was born for 3 months early was because of something that I previously imagined. This is not my first rodeo. This isn't yours either. That's what's really cool. And when I kept repeating patterns of being sick, of being picked on, of being beaten until I got beat to death, right? And even before then, I was doing some of this stuff and changing my life, but I still had a chip on my shoulder. And when I started imagining lovingly in my life, for both me and other people, my whole life changed. Now, here's one of the kickers, ready? I started imagining lovingly for the people that beat me. Because they were only doing their job. They were only giving me exactly what I needed to get off that wheel of recurrence, to stop imagining crap, to start imagining lovingly, and to start doing this. So, when it comes to the politicians and what they do, I have no concern about that. You know, none whatsoever. My concern and the only thing that I would suggest where you get to begin is change your state. Because even the whole thing of not speaking up about it, what you say doesn't matter. It's what you imagine. And if you can imagine up something far more lovely, if you can imagine the families blessed, I know people that are drawn to do that. If you can imagine the families blessed, if you're drawn to do that, be the blessing for them. That's the big thing. Whatever your desire is, let it be something lovely that gives, that removes the upset from your life. Because if you feed the upsets, you're going to have more upsets. And on the other hand, if you feed what's lovely, and can you get rid of all the horrors in the world? Neville says you came here to experience the horrors here, not to change them. I experienced the horror at Christchurch from a distance. I've not seen any news about it. I've just heard about it, and here's my experience of it. I experienced the 1989 Camp Hill prison riots as getting beat to death, directly involved, because that was the result of what I was imagining. And here I am now, having had imagined living, I came back to life. So, I hope that gives to you. Visit us at freeneville.com. Join us at manifestingmasterycourse.com if you haven't. This is just for everybody. And just keep listening. Keep diving in. Discover that you are what gives life to everything. And notice your specific desires. Give life to those. Seriously, in my life, I can remember when I would have been the advocate against these hate groups. I carried a gun for over 20 years, part of it because of that incident. But also, at this point in my life, having put all that to rest, I can encourage you and I can invite others to do the same. Put to rest in your life the upsets and give life to nothing but the lovely. And also, you'll inspire others to do the same. I can guarantee that. Alrighty, see ya.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.